welcome back to Random-ish with Sandra Part 2. I got the girls with me. Don't call it a comeback, they said. We were having such a great time, and I was like, there's no freaking way. We can't stay safe the whole time, right? The whole point of us having a little drinky drink, you know what I'm saying, with us is so that we could kind of like, you know, peel back some of the layers of womanhood and all of that good stuff. Did you like that? Did you like the peel back the layers? I hope to put some kind of like waterfall effect on that. Peel back the layers. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. Anyways, peel it back, girl. Yes, Kimberly, go ahead. You know you want to. Go ahead. Peel it back. You know what I'm saying? Can you tell that the liquor is starting to take effect? So one of the questions that we left off with, or I should say that I really wanted to talk about, is this ride or die chick shit situation.
Okay. We're both like,
So now here's the thing, right? Okay, so you know, let's keep it. as my trauma is resurfacing, right? Hold on a second, as right. I'm dealing with this tick right now. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Oh my God, I feel the ride or die chick,
you know what I'm saying? I think that we probably all, especially when we're younger, or even, you know, sometimes patterns repeat themselves. Currently happening. What is the ride or die chick to you?
A ride or die chick is someone who will support her partner no matter what, even if it's something that goes against what she would normally do for herself. She puts her own wants and needs aside for her person, whatever that means. So that's my take on it. I mean, it might not be a perfect definition, but that's just my quick definition.
For right. I mean, I've all been there. Have you? What's your worst ride or die chick story?
24 years with the same man. She's laughing because she knows.
She like her face is like.
Ooh, girl. You turn your whole head to the side. Girl. She did not want to respond.
That's the thing. You don't realize you're ride or die until after you're.
Now is the ride or die the wife or is the ride or die the side piece?
The wife.
100%. Because she's going to end up with him after the side piece is gone anyway.
Yeah. You think so?
Right.
Majority of the time.
I definitely have a different opinion about that.
Okay,
why? Let us
Enlighten us.
The reason why I think the ride or die is like more of a side piece is because like, or maybe not necessarily like the wife one, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I feel like men do kind of lie to women that they really love, like they try to like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not let you know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the ride or die chick like kind of knows. You know what I'm saying?
They
like,
know everything.
They know everything. You know what I'm saying?
They have to be lied to.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, you with me regardless. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, what you gonna be mad at?
Bitch, where you going? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You my day one, now the thing is right when I used to think that being the ride or die was like the way to go, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's what we was supposed to do. We supposed to show our loyalty and nigga, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Black right. love, thug love, whatever the fuck you want to call that shit. Hood love. No, hood love.
Thug love. But what would you rather be? The ride or die side chick or the ride or die wife? Because there's benefits to being the wife.
I would rather be the wife. Like, don't get me wrong, right?
You the wife's going to end up with the money in the end.
Thank you. So what happens to the
wife?
I don't see, again,
I'm going to have to disagree with that. Because I DJed in strip clubs. So I have a very hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I got a whole prenup, though.
Do you know how many women, when a man dies, be finding out he got a whole nother motherfucking family and has been taking care of a whole nother
And she been with him for years.
And she been with this nigga for 50 years and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
This nigga got a whole other family.
But here's the thing.
These niggas is taking care of and shit. They live in a whole different existence.
Well, what I gotta say might be a little bit controversial because it depends on your personality and, you know. Same. I don't feel like, why do you have to hide it from your wife?
Right. Exactly.
Just let me know, because if you're paying bills and I'm straight,
Exactly. I might not be.
So maybe it'd be like, you know.
I might say, oh, okay, well.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a question.
It swings both ways.
So right? since we kind of creep it on this line, okay? Do you ever find that when you are in a relationship with a man, right? And everything is good and you know, you could tell nothing is going on. Do you ever sometimes say to yourself, damn, I wish this nigga was cheating because I can't keep fucking this much? Drive and like,
yes,
you know what I mean, and he's a very loyal kind of a guy, but like has a high sex drive, and yes. you like, damn, like, you know, what I'm saying? Well, I almost wish this nigga didn't have another bitch, you know what I'm saying?
But it depends on what kind of sex. If he's like acrobatic sex, bang bang bang, yes.
Bye bye, Brady.
Okay. You know what I mean? But if it's like soft and sexy, then
that's a whole different
thing. Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I could totally agree with you on that one, right?
Uh-huh.
That soft and sexy is like great, but yes, it was. But I'm just saying, like, you know, has nobody else ever thought this shit? I'm not into it, I don't want no cheating ass nigga, but I'm just saying, it's like we talking and we having like
you looking real for the whole package.
Honestly, you know what I mean? I need the whole thing. The thing is that I have an incredibly high sex drive. So I'm just saying, not that I'm trying to put all my business out there, but I'm just saying that if you got me saying, like, damn, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Then okay.
Right.
So I'm going to say like this. Now I'm going to flip it on the other side. So when you're dating somebody and you guys are together, right? And you guys are having sex all mm-hmm. the fucking time. And then the shit starts to dip. What you think? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if you guys start out with, you know, say it's like all the time. Now
it's just like once
I
a
think
week.
That all the, and now it's only once a week. You know what I'm saying?
Or where once a month.
Like, you know what I mean? Where it used to be like three or four times a day. You know what I'm saying?
He's hitting now, something else.
That he's hitting something else, right? Like, that's what something that, you know, is that, like, now, the other thing that makes, is that insecurity? Or is that truth?
Say that question one more time,
right.
please.
Because I'm trying right? to, like, decide.
Because you went if a guy, right, so if a guy, right, you start out, and as you said, you guys are starting out, you're fucking all the time. Now you're not. He's hitting somebody else.
Obviously.
Right? That's what I say, too. Obviously, he's hitting somebody else. But is that us having an insecurity, or is that fact?
That's I mean, fact. It could be insecurity. It could be insecurity, too. It could be both. Because he's being
you
selfish.
You already know he's...
If you have a high sex
Is it on us or on him?
I don't know. What if it's just timing? What if it's just life, period? You know right. what I'm saying? I don't want to say... putting it on somebody. But I'm just saying, does that not happen to you guys in your relationships?
Maybe
doesn't
he's
the sex
tired.
Go down a little bit?
Maybe he's tired of you. So maybe he's just tired. Maybe you're just asking for it too much.
But why wouldn't he
right? But I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really the one who asks for it.
What do you
mean
you're tired?
What do you mean? You know what I mean? I mean, like, not even so much to, because I don't think
but
women
they do
really
get
have
tired after 50.
Moment right now. I am fucking loving this. And I think I just saw that episode the other day where Samantha dated this older guy for a hot second, but she ended up with some fucking jewelry. So
okay.
With a little tennis bracelet and the necklace and some earrings.
Shows,
so
by the way.
I love Sex and
the City. I definitely didn't have that.
Oh my god.
No?
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Your ending was bad.
We'll take a drink to that. Here's the thing, right? So, I know I have been in some definitely, like, some beyond crazy, you know what I'm saying? We've talked about in other episodes. I ain't trying to relive my shit right now type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in a good place.
You don't want
to
get triggered.
We're not
trying
to
get stuck right here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to get triggered and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think that I have definitely played the ride or die. You know, I feel like more when I was in my 20s, you know what I'm saying? But I also feel like there's this thing that with being a woman, like, you feel this, like, loyalty. And you kind of, like, it's kind of like because you love a person, you know what I mean? You put up with things or you excuse things, you know what I'm saying?
All day.
How do you know, like, so, I don't even know that I could ask you guys this question. Right. Because, so then how do you know when to walk away? Because you've never felt that, so you've never felt like,
wow, that's a touchy one.
I'm fucking good. When you walked away, how did you know when you were like, bitch, like, this shit, I'm so fucking good.
Yeah, you can answer that.
So you did walk away, because you did.
Planning, years of planning.
Mm-hmm. Yo, when I left, I planned that shit too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, stacking, like, monies, like, just doing weird shit.
Yeah.
And then the perfect opportunity, I prayed, and it came. The perfect opportunity presented itself to me. I had the money, and I was like, deuces. My daughter came. Mm-hmm. She moved home. So I knew, you know, I told you she was kind of elderly.
Right.
So when she went there, I was like, fine, I don't owe you any obligation anymore. I'm out.
Right. I know that's right. I know that's
right. I was like, I did my time. For sure.
I know that's
right. Is that tough, though? Like, do you feel like you wasted your life? Or
so what do you do now? Because you can't stay in that feeling. Like, you can't, like, stay in that, like, fuck, like, you know.
Right.
In that, like, I wasted my life now. So what do you do now?
I went through the seven feelings of, like, death. You know what I'm saying? I did. I grieved. I got angry.
Was it before you left? Or did you have those feelings after you left?
Excellent question.
Before.
Nice. We were, like, roommates. That's all we were. And little did he know, I was stacking.
That's crazy. So at least he wasn't, like, crazy abusive. So were you able to do something like that? Or was he? Were you taking your chances? Because I know that there's too many women out there who've done that. I mean,
no.
I personally.
He wasn't abusive because he had his walker.
She said he got past that age, girl. He turned into that dude.
No,
for
that was just a heavy question. That was just a heavy question.
Yeah. Was it abusive before?
He went to, when we were younger. But as far
as... Isn't that about a bitch?
What?
I see why you'd be a little bit mad. You should have left that motherfucker while he was still fucking doing shit to you like that. Mm. So then it changed. It must have changed.
Oh, it did.
But abuse is not always physical.
It changed
sexual,
from being
it can
hitting
be,
to...
Yeah.
Mental, it could be psychological.
Yeah. Of course, psychological with him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The funny thing is, it's hard to even, you know, if I may say, right? Sometimes it's hard to tell whether or not you're being, like, manipulated or if you're in love. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because when you love someone, you know, you're accepting of them. Right. You know what
Especially
I mean?
Especially when that's all you're used to, so it mimics love.
Holy shit. Wait a minute. Don't tell me that this is the first guy you were with.
No.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Like the third.
The third guy you were with?
I was with him when I was 24.
Holy shit. You were only with fucking...
No, well,
she
I
just
said...
made me feel like a fucking...
No,
hoe,
listen.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. This bitch said the third guy she was with when she was 24. Wow. Okay.
Is that a bad number or a good number?
I would imagine that every man in this world is like, that's a great number. I'm saying,
okay,
I'm
like,
saying
okay.
She just made me feel like a hoe.
Oh, okay,
although I hold it proudly.
Okay,
that.
Listen.
I'm an attractive ass fucking woman, and I have done what I have to do.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
You're single, so you can do what you want.
Girl.
I try.
I've been
really? At 24? You wasn't a hoe at 20? In your 20s? So are you hoeing now?
No, not yet.
Bitch, you need a hoe! Oh my God! You just
like,
out your relationship. You need a hoe period. Oh no.
I'm very picky about who's touching me.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Like,
hold on.
So
yes. Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Just,
let
yes.
me break down to you what hoe period means, honey. Hoe period does not mean just letting any nigga touch you. All right? Okay? Hoe period.
Okay,
wait a minute. Let's go to class real quick.
Please.
Hoe period is when you now assume the role of a man. And you have at least 5 niggas on deck. Do you understand what I'm saying?
At the same time.
At the same time.
No,
you're not
good.
Fucking all of them.
Okay.
No.
Good.
honey, when you was super young and you was, even with niggas that you be hoeing with, do you always fuck them?
No.
Okay then. But there's love, right? And I'm not coming from, these are two women who have obviously, you've been in a very, very lengthy relationship. You have been in a very, very lengthy relationship. I am a woman who has chosen my career. You know? So
God bless you for that.
I have chosen my career. I chose myself after I had my, I got chased around this motherfucking country behind love. Literally enough and Tina Turner's motherfucking story. Then is my motherfucking stories. And that's why you hear me with the motherfucking sour. And I wouldn't even say sour, because it's not that I'm sour. I still am romantic. I still believe in love. I want to get married. I still, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just now have a very low tolerance for bullshit. And I see it much easier now, especially because I've been working in entertainment for 24 years.
Wow.
I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot. I've done a lot. I've seen a lot. I've been around.
And that's why, you know what I mean? The secrecy does not need to be there. Because the way I see it is, forever is a long time. So if you're going to be forever, there's going to be variations.
Yeah, but they have, right? Listen, they have a whole bunch of people that, I wouldn't call them polygamy, where they can
like
each have another, the man and the woman can each have another.
But there has to be boundaries, though.
No, that's where the woman boundaries. Comes involved. The woman sets the boundaries.
Right. I can get with that kind of. Now, see, I'm also
very. Who he's with. He's with one person. He's not running around town.
Yeah, you know he's where. You know what's going
who
on.
She could is. You, you know could if you, you can't deal find with that? Where to look.
Right.
You're I mean, right. I'm a selfish I'm not, bitch. I don't know. I'm saying
it depends.
Saying
what's on the table, though?
I don't know.
Right.
Well, it depends. If you're a multimillionaire, you're going to take care of all my motherfucking bills. You're going to help me with my motherfucking dreams. You're going to motherfucking support what the fuck I'm
you
doing.
You might be a little bit
you're going to fucking give me some connections and shit like that. That sweetie, you paying the motherfucking cost to be the motherfucking boss. Right. You let me know what the fuck is going on so I'm not feeling stupid. I'm all right with that. You
because
know what
I'm the type of girl, okay, let's say I'm with my man for ever. And I'm in my 70s, and he's in his 70s, 80s. And I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like it. I might go get him somebody and say, listen.
She a treat girl. Yeah, so listen, I've got stories. I'm fake.
She said what?
I'm fake with that. I got stories. Okay. I've even DJed in swing clubs. Do you understand what I'm saying? I got stories.
I understand what you're saying.
You got stories. I'm fucking fake with it. I'm not. That's not what the fuck I'm doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how open I sound, how cool I sound. See that type of shit right here? Bring you some bitches? Nah, nigga. I'm bringing you shit.
That's a good one.
I need a special type of nigga. I need a nigga who can, like, you know what I'm saying? You need to be able to be around fine ass, boss ass bitches. Don't look at them. Don't look at them. Look at them.
And what happened?
How you doing? Don't look at them. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Don't look at them. You know what I'm saying? This is why, bitch, I can't. Mm-mm.
I mean, I feel like, you know, if you're with someone that long and it gets dry, so you have to, like, spice it up.
That's what I'm saying. So how the fuck do you spice it up? You gotta
you
spice it up.
You just send him a bitch.
That's
you just
how
send
you
him a badass bitch.
Really? You gotta spice it.
BBL, bust down.
Okay.
All right. Listen, hey, do you. Yeah. Just don't fall in love. That's all.
All I want to know is the goose good for the gander?
What do you mean?
Can he you got a side nigga?
No, I don't. But if at that time, I don't know.
But if
I
you knew he had one now, would you?
I answer that.
You better take
said, bitch. I said, bitch, don't you motherfucking put me in a. Okay, well, I'm going to say this. I have literally had plenty of guys, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like this whole threesome thing is like a big, you know what I mean? In our community. And I'm like this. I have no problems with that. I don't swing that way. I don't want that. I don't want it to, I got my
Now, own. Don't get it mixed up with me saying, I don't want to be a swinger.
Right. You don't want to. No, yeah. You don't want to. You're willing to. You know. Yeah. No. I'm
you're
not willing
to experience.
I'm willing to be spicy, caliente. But there's limits.
But what
to
do
that.
You mean by that?
You're she not, ain't trying to. Oh, eat, she ain't trying to. Are you like? So if you
you can't even.
Can I say it? Are you licking taco? You got like a whole like threesome going on. You like you hooking up with the chick too?
No.
This is what I'm saying. So like, are you? This is like he's
no.
He's
I,
having
I might,
all the fun,
I might
right?
Watch.
So you're watching you watch? Having the fun.
She's a
right?
watcher.
I'm saying, like, listen, I've seen and done some crazy shit. I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying, like, why be worried about what's going on with your man, especially if he's a high value man?
When oh, this nigga been
no, you should be a whole chick another.
This nigga been listening to Kevin Samuels. Okay. Okay. Oh fucking K. Okay. Hold on a motherfucking second. I gotta show you a graphic real quick for Manifest Beauty. We'll be right back. I gotta check the time. I knew this is gonna turn into some three-part shit. I already motherfucking knew. Here we fucking go. This motherfucker said high value man. Okay.
You threw it a whole other show.
She just took this shit to a whole nother fucking level. Welcome back to another episode of Random Ish with Sandra. So I've got the ladies here. We got Quan and Kimberly, and we need another refill on the drinks because see, so we barely just touched on to the ride or die chick conversation, and she went and took this shit to a whole nother level with the high value man. Oh my goodness. Now, you know what? Now, we have to, we definitely have to chit chat about this one. Let me go ahead and get my drink. Now, the high value man. Go ahead, break it down. Now, why is it different with him?
With a high value man?
Yeah.
Does that need explanation?
Okay, so we were last talking about having the threesomes, you know, and whether or not, you know, you'd be willing to do such a thing. And, you know, paying the cost to be the boss, you know, whatever, whatnot. But she said something about the high-value man. So, and I say, you must have been listening as a damn Kevin Samuels. So,
well, I mean, when they...
You mean a high-value man besides our... In
I mean, someone that's
if
a
he worked at Burger, if he worked at Burger King, it'll be okay.
If he worked at Burger King, he's not getting a second chick, okay? I'm the only one.
So here's the thing, right? Okay, so I have a situation that it's a situationship, right?
Okay.
Sometimes it be like that with a high value person, somebody who's like doing the damn thing. It'd be like, but so you don't really want them to be out of your life. So therefore you make exceptions to the rule because of who and their behavior because of who they are. Mm-hmm. Right? Like so we've all been there, right? Like touch up on it, girl.
Well, I mean, like when they're high value, they have a lot of options. They have people coming at them all the time.
Right.
The temptation is there, like an athlete or you know, but there has if you're involved, then you can control the situation.
Not really.
Yes, you can.
She's trying to say she would rather be there. Than you are you saying that you would rather be there?
I would rather be involved. I would rather be like, okay, bitch, you know, you gotta go over there because you know this might happen.
Right.
You stay in your corner. Right.
Okay, hold on a second. Part three coming up. She almost spit liquor out.
But
oh my gosh.
I mean, you know, of course, there's loyalty. I'm not saying that.
I totally get what
you're
saying.
You just
want
to be able to not be lied to, no one sneaking around, you know. Just
right.
It's almost like an open relationship.
Exactly what it is.
But you also know that the door swings both ways.
Now, so that's the freaking question. Now, my question is to you. If you're going to be willing to do this and have this, like, open relationship for your man, are you not gonna have something on the side too?
That's why it's called an open relationship,
right?
It's open on both sides.
Now, how come when it is when you try to present that to most men, they not with it?
Well, because they don't want to share you, but they want to do what they want.
Is that okay? I can know about her, but you can't know about
her. Right. True.
So I'm just letting you know that the possibility is there. So, but I'm not gonna go and get someone at Burger King.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you won't be like,
don't worry.
She's
like, I'll be down at the Hartford.
Right. I won't be like at the Super 8. He's gonna be able to handle this.
He gonna put us in the Hilton. We're gonna be in the
Hilton. What?
She said, oh fuck that. No. We're gonna be in a boutique. We're gonna be in a boutique hotel. Right. I don't know any boutique hotels out here, so.
Yeah, he's gonna fly me somewhere.
You.
He's gonna fly me
somewhere. You talking about, oh, she said a nigga in not even in state. So if they not even in state, then is that even cheating? I mean, we use the nigga rules right now.
Oh,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay,
this is
I like
not,
her rules.
We are not, I just wanna say this right, I wanna preface this because we're drinking.
I like her rules.
We not using what we necessarily, we do. We are talking hypothetically right now. Mm-hmm. We are not talking about anything that we are actually doing.
No, we're not.
Because everybody in this table, I'm sure, is still got some dick somewhere, right? So if you do happen to see this, we do want you to understand we are hypothetically speaking. Don't take any of our words too motherfucking seriously.